There are only a few hours left before the state's voter registration deadline, and county clerk's offices in East Central Illinois have seen a steady increase of people making sure their information is up to date. Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon notes there's a grace period beginning tomorrow, running through October 21st for those who can't avoid it and can't vote, can't register before today's deadline. But he says today is still the best time to deal with any problems with registration status.
People say, oh, do you hope a lot of people take advantage of it? And I always say, well, I hope nobody does. I hope everyone gets everything taken care of before the deadline. Hopefully most people, especially with all the attention on this election, we're kind of hopeful that most people won't have a need for it.
Both Sheldon and Vermilion County Clerk Lynn Foster say the increased interest drawn by this year's presidential election is bringing more registrations. Foster compares the increase to the 1992 presidential race. It's also the first presidential election to offer early voting, which runs October 14th through 30th. Both county clerks expect that to take a little bit of pressure off their workload on November 4th. Wearing a political button or attending a political rally is okay for University of Illinois faculty and employees as long as they do it off-duty and away from their specific workplace. That's the word from U of I President Joseph White in a memo emailed yesterday to faculty, staff, and students. He responded to criticism of a newsletter from the University Ethics Office, which placed limits on political activities for campus employees under the state's ethics law. Dan Colson is a graduate employee who helped organize a Barack Obama rally on campus last week in defiance of the Ethics Office statement. He says the president's memo repudiates last week's directive.
We're pleased. I think we're pleased to see Joseph White recognizing the importance of free speech on the university campus and a willingness to assert students, graduate students, and faculty's right to express that free speech on campus.
White passed along guidelines from an attorney for the ACLU. They allow university employees to attend political rallies while off-duty and wear buttons while off-duty and away from their workplace, noting that many parts of campus are not workplaces. They also allow employees to display bumper stickers on their cars. White says the newsletter item from the ethics office was not intended as a university policy statement. Governor Rob Blagojevich plans to close the Pontiac Correctional Facility next year, but AFSCME, the union representing prison workers, is accusing the administration of getting an early start. Amanda Vinicky reports.
According to AFSCME members, the State Department of Corrections is going to transfer 100 inmates this week and next from Pontiac, a maximum security prison, to lower security facilities in Moline and Taylorville. AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl says it's a dangerous move, as those places aren't secure enough to handle Pontiac's violent inmates. Lindahl says it's also troubling because it appears the department's getting a jump start on closing Pontiac.
This is a very worrisome move to transfer such a large number of inmates, and it's unusual for exactly that reason.
While AFSCME is suing the administration in an effort to save the Pontiac prison, it's also fighting to block the transfers. A court hearing on that is set for this week. A corrections spokesman says because of security reasons, inmate transfers aren't made public. The administration says closing Pontiac would save money and allow a newer facility in Thompson to fully open. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Urbana City Council has voted to name an old house on West Elm Street a historic landmark against the wishes of its owner. AM 580's Jim Meadows has that story.
Preservationists say the 119-year-old Frank Bills House is architecturally and historically important and needs to be protected as a city landmark. Its owner, Julian Gorski of Normal, says the city's historic landmark ordinance is too vague and that his counterarguments were disregarded by the city's Historic Preservation Commission.
It is disheartening to realize that the fundamental basic rights of the homeowner mean so little in a community which I have called home.
Gorski has agreed to sell the Bills House to JSM Management, which wants to tear it down and build a new apartment building on the site. But Carolyn Baxley of the nonprofit Urbana Development Group says they've been in talks with Gorski about buying the house to save it.
There is a meeting of the minds in terms of price, but there is the existing contract with JSM to be considered. And he will have to work that out with them if he wants us to purchase the house.
4 yes votes plus 1 present vote provided the supermajority needed on the city council to approve landmark designation for Gorski's property, preventing its demolition. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Programming on WILL is funded in part by a grant from Hendrick House at Green and Lincoln on campus. Hendrick House Catering offers corporate box lunches and caters weddings, parties, and other special events. More information is available at 365-8000.
It's 8:35. We go to the weather office and meteorologist Ed Kieser. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
It's not raining now, but the rain is coming. Looks like a big wave to the west.
Yeah, we do have rain on the radar. It looks like a few showers around Shelbyville. Most of the rain, though, to the south and west of Taylorville and west of Springfield at this point. But we do have some rain to the west, and it's slowly moving this way.
Actually, it kind of looks like it drifts up, hit the Peoria area almost, or is this just ground clutter or whatever we say when
it's not
stuff that doesn't hit the ground?
It appears that there are some showers just to the west of Peoria.
Yeah.
So in Peoria County, western Peoria County, some rain. Some heavy rain out around Mercer County, Illinois. That's in northwest Illinois, south of the Quad Cities.